You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with Swami Rob.
That right there is schedule for sexual harassment. Awesome.
Skylar.
She's slurring her words. She's bumping into things. She stinks like a wino.
And Mahoney.
I mean, he's an ass.
On 94 Rock.
Hi, Line.
Good morning. Is this Swammer Ron at KZZR?
Swami Rob KZRR. Who's this?
Swammer. This is Dick.
Yeah, it is.
Dick Lickington with iHeart Corporate. I'm the new assistant to the assistant vice president of the Southwest Western Division of the 4th Quadrant of the region of the iHeart market, south of the original base of operations in the lower portion of the area.
What did you do? Dick Lickington? Is that what you said?
Let's just face it, champ. It really doesn't matter what regions I cover, because inevitably, I'll always just end up straight up your ass.
Ah, great. Well, of course you are a higher up at the company, right?
Listen, big guy. We're going to work great together as a team. I have all the faith in the world in you, Swammer.
You don't even know my name or what station we are, man.
Honestly, up until I got the email this morning saying I'm taking on the New Mexico region, I thought we'd gotten rid of all of our international properties.
Oh, my God.
So much to my surprise, I'm working with a foreign land. How about that? Pretty bueno, am I right, amigo?
Why does every moron that calls us from the company think we aren't even part of the United States?
Well, I could put some thought into it and get back to you, but who gives a
yeah, yeah.
Look, here's the deal, Swammer. I'm calling to give you some good news and some better news.
Oh, that's a change. What's up?
Well, the good news is there's no Christmas party for the employees this year.
Yeah, are we surprised by that? Are you guys surprised by that?
No.
How's that supposed to be good news?
Well, the company doesn't have to pay for it. That's great news.
Yeah, okay.
Always looking for ways to cut that bottom line, right? At least we're not losing an employee this time. You know, the third chair, usually a female who reads the traffic and news, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
of course.
You're talking about Skylar.
Skylar. I don't know what that is, but I usually just refer to them as a thing of the past.
Oh, that's what? Come on.
Going the way of the dodo, the condor, FM radio. Not long for this world.
So what, are you saying you're firing Skylar over here or what?
No, not at all. That's not until, let me check. December 24th. I'll shoot you an email.
Oh, this all sucks. Come on.
Now, Swammer, I told you there was great news and good news. Now, the good news is we're saving your job.
Oh, really? Well, I guess that's good to hear. How?
Well, without the Christmas party, the chances of you being involved in an inappropriate sexual escapade and an eventual actionable suit and firing are dramatically reduced. No playing grab-ass around the eggnog bowl. No mistletoe conveniently tucked into your slacks just above Mr. Winky. No novelty gag gifts like when Barbara in the sales office unwraps that thoughtful gift that keeps on giving Swammer's d**k in a box.
Oh, come on, man. I never did any of that. What are you talking about?
Of course you haven't.
All right, so that's it. Nothing for Christmas for any of us.
Of course there is something for you all. It's going to be a great get-together with the whole gang gathered together in the conference room.
All right, so it's a party.
It's one hell of a celebration.
All right, celebrating Christmas.
Not quite. It will be a company-wide webinar as we lay out the plan to completely eliminate the radio division by early 2019 and put all of our energies into the iHeart Radio app.
So shocking. Yeah, really.
Isn't it? Have you tried the app? Super fun and a neat way to get your entertainment on. Wow, terrific.
Yeah, I think I'd rather just shoot myself, honestly.
Well, I can't tell you to do that, big fella. But if you could take care of that now, it would save me the trouble in a couple months.
Oh, yes.
All right. Hey, happy holidays, and be sure to check out all the great holiday music choices on the iHeartRadio app. Available for free now. Now, there's one horse I do have to put down today. Be a pal. Do you have a phone number for a... Is it Bill Maloney?
No. It's Phil Mahoney. I'll get you his info right away.
Now, if you need to reach me, it's dicklickington@fu.com.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with Swami Rob, Skylar, and Mahoney.
This is fun, huh?
Are you having fun?
No.
On 94 Rock.
Good morning, 94 Rock.
Good morning, New Mexico. It's former President Bill Clinton calling in.
Yeah, hey, well, good morning, Mr. Clinton. Let me guess, you're calling in to tell everybody to vote Democrat today, right?
Now, Swami, I understand why you would say that, but you are wrong.
Oh, really? I thought you'd be all about the party.
the party that I'm all about is the party in my pants.
Of course. I should have known, right?
And when it comes to the party in my pants, everybody's welcome to.
Stop. We get it, man. I was talking political party. Come on.
Yeah, I know. But haven't we had enough politics right about now? I mean, it's driving our country apart. And we have to learn to agree to disagree and work to compromise for the greater good of our nation and our people.
Yeah, man, I actually agree with that.
That's why I'm calling, to say vote today for whoever you want. But don't give in to the hate being preached about the others that you didn't vote for and their supporters.
Well, that's easier said than done. I mean, it's out of control, especially on a day like today, right?
Now, I remember those special days. I'd wake up knowing it was the dawn of a new beginning, new possibilities, and the anticipation of what was to come, bringing people together for one common goal.
Well, yeah, that's what Election Day is all about, right?
Election Day? No, I was talking about the day they would introduce all the new White House interns.
Yeah. Oh, my God, of course, yeah. Right?
They would parade them around in the office like an all-you-can-eat buffet. They were some tasty morsels, all right. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, if you know what I mean.
Hey, yeah, I think we know what you mean, sir. But getting back to your point, come on.
Yes, my point is that while our differences seem insurmountable, we can get along with people that have different political views. And my friend here is with me to prove that point. Now, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but we are still able to respect each other.
Oh, your friend, who's that?
I'll put him on. Here you go. Good morning, Swami buddy. It's W.
Yes, Mr. Bush, good morning.
What old Slick Willie is saying is true. We can all get along. Doesn't matter your political affiliations or your religionals or beliefs in God or whatnot, or your race, creed, or color.
Yeah, it's true.
Believe me, I'm doing all I can for race relations. I'm working hard at bringing us together.
Really? How's that?
I'm trying to bang Michelle Obama.
Oh, come on, man. Jeez.
Can't help myself, buddy. That Michelle is a stone-cold fox. Baby doll got it going on.
All right. That's not really what people think about when they think of race relations.
Now, look, we're a varied species, Swami. There are some superficial differences, but deep down, when it comes to our most basic needs and wants, we're all the samified.
Well said. We all have our needs, right?
And I need that hot chocolate goddess right now, buddy.
All right. We get it. Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's about it. Just go vote in America. And inclusives, be excellent to each other, party on. Goodbye now.
What the hell's going on?
Y'all see, Swami, that's what I'm talking about. Even with our differences, old George W. and I can still put them aside, unite, and agree on the single most important issue.
Okay, and what's that?
Donald Trump is a f***ing asshole. He's a big orange lump of s***. He can kiss our wrinkled old presidential asses. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, f*** him and the whores he wrote in on.
Oh, God.
Okay, I got to go now. George and I have to go do a speaking engagement.
Oh, what are you speaking about?
Love, not hate, and strength and unity. All right, bye now.
Yeah, f*** that guy.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with Swami Rob.
Hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
Skylar.
You feel that steam heat coming? That's from my undercarriage.
Okay.
And Mahoney.
I need an explanation. What is the matter with you?
On 94 Rock.
And now, on the 94 Rock Morning Show, it's the State of the Week address with the President of these United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Hotline, good morning, sir.
Pedro, don't make me put your kid in a tent city on the border. They might end up loving it.
Hey, no, I gotta say, the tent city idea for immigrant children who are separated from their parents, that sounds like a really horrible idea.
What are you talking about? Kids love sleeping in tents. It's just like camping. Minus the warm sleeping bags, singing campfire songs, roasting hot dogs, making s'mores. Yeah, just like camping.
Yeah, well, hey, your historic summit in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is over. How do you think it went?
Tremendous. My little Kim Jong-Oompa Loompa was so impressed. He really was. We discovered that we have a lot in common. No, really, we share all 29 dimensions of compatibility with eHarmony.com.
Good.
In fact, I've now spent more time in the past 2 days with Kim Jong-un than I've spent in the last 2 months with Melania.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, this little guy is such an overachiever. He's 4'8", for God's sake. 5'2" with lifts. He's the Danny DeVito of dictators.
Yeah, and we saw you showing Kim your presidential limo, the Beast. What do you think of it?
I was very polite. I asked him if he'd like to go take a look at the beast. And he said, no, no, I don't swing that way. I said, no, it's my car. Get your mind out of the gutter, you dirty little munchkin.
And we know you spent like 90 minutes alone, just the two of you with translators. What'd you discuss during that time?
Well, a good portion of that time, Kim sat through a Trump Organization timeshare presentation. PowerPoint, the whole deal. And once he was wore down from that, he was bigly willing to negotiate. All while buying the bigger model condo, too.
Oh, good. Didn't you talk about them getting rid of their nukes, though? Come on.
Of course I did. In fact, we each made some concessions. Kim's going to denuclearize, and I'm going to give him Stormy Daniels' phone number. And if we play our cards right, North Korea will improve their human rights record. But if we really play our cards right, North Korea will grant us permission to build a huge golf course with my name on it. Believe me.
Yeah, I believe you. Trust me. Hey, we heard you say that Kim Jong-un is, quote, very talented and, quote, a funny guy. You do realize he's a harsh, oppressive dictator, right?
You know what? Harsh smarsh. So he had three or four of his relatives killed because they took an extra drumstick from him at Thanksgiving or something. Who are we to judge? Food is scarce there, am I right? And to all the geniuses who are getting so upset about me praising Kim Jong-un, you know, saying I'm honored and all that, listen, you dopes, this is basic ass-kissing 101. No wonder no one else gets anything done. I don't actually mean anything I'm saying, but that's how you become a tremendous deal-maker. You gotta lather him up, Pedro.
Yeah, all right, well, we heard Dear Leader Kim travels with his own personal toilet. Is that really true?
Yes. And I don't have a personal toilet yet, but I do have a gold-plated one on back order. Until then, I just have a portable wiper. Mike Pence, you got a tissue handy?
Oh, I'm at the ready, sir. I've wrapped my hand like a mummy.
Good, because I ate some Korean barbecue on the flight home. It's still with me. You got the three-ply, right, Mike?
Only the best for you, sir.
Mike Pence, what a guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you feel like your relationship with Kim Jong-un is strong enough to make some positive changes, I'm guessing.
I'm telling you, Pedro, we're so close. We've already Skyped once this morning. Oh, there he is again. Hold on a second, I'll bring him in.
All right,
here he is. Kim, can you hear me? Loud and clear, Donnie. Hey, Kimbo, listen, I'm on the radio right now with 94 Rock. Tell Swami Rob what a tremendous time we both had. Ooh, Big Donnie and me, we have a lot and lot of fun, good time. Many pretty young lady, and we do party, and crows, they come off, yeah. No crows came off. That never happened. He's such a crazy guy, always kidding around. No, this happened both nights, Donnie. You remember, right? You took pants off and giggle.
Oh, no.
Oops. I think I'm losing him. They got horrible Wi-Fi in North Korea. Kim, are you still there? Oh, this video stuff's so disappointing.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in, both of you.
Stay huge, Pedro.
What the hell is this?
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with Swami Rob.
That dude banged all three of my sisters.
Skylar.
I told you, jackass, go hee-haw someplace else.
And Mahoney.
Actually, you weren't so bad for a guy with no penis.
On 94 Rock.